As you look over our bountiful selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, know that every melon, every potato, every head of broccoli has been stared at and studied 3 times before it's ready to buy. But go ahead, look it over, sniff it, listen to it. It's your right. And you look cool doing it. This week, get bagged bananas for only 49 cents a pound or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Yeah, but what about my feet? Where do I direct them?
Just direct your feet.
I said rectum.
Oh.
Actually, I said directum, but you can't say directum without saying rectum.
Rectum.
Edit that out.
Edited and gone.
And that happy
tune. Okay, they'll never hear it. Good, thank you.
Life can be so sweet.
Sweet.
Oh, so sweet. Awesome. Side of the street. I used to
Dan, after the Rover part, if you get your harmonica, I just get lots of requests for you to play.
All right.
Maybe
I'll
jump in after this part right here.
This Rover.
I can't knock success.
Crossed over. If I never have.
Can't knock it until I've had it.
I'll be rich.
Where's that harmonica? There it is. Bring it on in. Come on, take it home.
Roll us at my feet.
No, I mean, take the harmonica home. Keep it going, Dan. Keep it going.
It's unbelievable.
You know, Dan says that he never studied harmonica, never had a lesson, and I thought, he's lying. Nobody can play like that and just pick it up and play. So I had Tim Woodburn, who is a private investigator, run a background check on Dan. There is no evidence that he ever had one harmonica lesson.
No.
Tim tracked him back, I mean, day by day, back to the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
And never once did he go to anyone's home for lessons. No harmonica teacher came to his house for lessons.
It's a great site. I looked at harmonicaancestry.com, and it shows the...
You make me laugh. This stuff starts coming up. I'd like to, if you don't mind, folks, good afternoon. First of all, welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I think Limey probably will pick out some love music play as we come in and out of segments. So welcome to the show. Real quickly, some introductions, and I want to play you something that you will seldom ever hear me play anything like this. First of all, newsman extraordinaire, private investigator Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Control board operator from Birmingham, England, Trevor Limey Phillips. Trevor, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Heir to Levi Strauss Fortune, Dan Strauss. Dan, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
All right, those are the players. What I want to do here, thanks to a listener who sent this to me, and as soon as I watch this video, and you don't need to see it, just hear it. Wow, it just occurred to me. Look, we don't do politics here, but every once in a while, something. For example, when the Monica thing happened, how could you not talk about it? It was just beyond belief. The stained dress and those. So of course,
that wasn't political.
But here's my point. But here's where I'm headed with this. Politics confuses me, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I don't understand, and I'm completely confused. And I'm right down the middle. I'm an independent. I've said that before. I don't understand just following blindly. Oh well, I'm voting straight ticket, even though there's a couple people on there I don't like. I'm voting for all the Republicans or all the Democrats. But the other thing I don't understand is this digging in and refusing to budge. And I'll tell you where I'm headed with this. Now, I want to play you something I think you'll find very interesting. The Trump haters hate everything he does. No matter what he does, they're going to stomp on it. And he brings a lot of it on himself. He speaks without thinking.
tweets.
He tweets in the middle of the night, whatever comes into his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his own worst enemy. They don't even want to acknowledge anything good that he's done. The good part of the tax cuts, any of the other stuff. So, who in this room is Democrat or Republican? Anybody even want to say what you are?
Nope. I am not. I'm independent.
I will
vote.
You.
I'll vote for who I feel would do the best.
So, Limey, do you have an affiliation either way?
I voted independent last time. I would say, don't really know.
I guess you'd lean toward Democrat, maybe.
Democrat with fiscal conservative beliefs. There you go.
Okay. Democrat with a twist of Republican.
Yeah.
Okay. Well said. Now, let's I think you're going to find this really, really fascinating. To me, from what I see and watch, and what I do is I go CNN, Fox, CNN, Fox, because left, right, that's a pretty good indication. You're going to get one side, and I know Fox says... unbiased and really CNN is they all are. So if you go back and forth like I do, you start to get very confused. For example, from what I can see and read, the Democrats are just dumping on anything Trump says about immigration. They're portraying him as a guy who wants to ship everybody out of here. He's racist, blah, blah. I want you to listen to what a listener sent me. And I went and checked this. I went back to the original feeds from CNN and a couple of networks. These are unedited. These are actually the speeches made by Bill Clinton first and then Barack Obama.
Oh, I've seen
And I want
these.
You to listen. I want you to listen, and I want you to tell me the difference between what they're saying and what he's saying, with the exception of his speaking before he thinks, way he puts things sometimes. Other than that, you tell me the difference. Okay, here we go. Hang on here. Hang on. Hold on. I just lost it. Shoot, this is what happens when I try to play something from my end. Okay.
I have it. I've seen both of them, too.
Well, listen
Facebook,
to what they say. Listen to what Clinton says and then Obama. Here we go.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan.
Now, so far, it's exactly what Trump says. Okay, let's continue.
We're a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws.
Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws.
He stole the line.
Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable.
What?
Especially those who may be dangerous.
What?
When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
This is outrageous.
And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders.
Racist.
But today, our immigration system is broken.
Racist.
And everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel.
What, you're keeping people out?
So that they can stem the flow of illegal crossings and speed the return of those who do cross over.
Well, that's wrong. It's racist.
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported.
What?
If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
Oh, no.
We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Now, why, when they said it, was it not outrageous? Why, this is the home of the Statue of Liberty. Bring me your tired, your huddled masses. Why, when they said it, was it not a huge deal? Does anybody else find this weird?
I will give you the answer.
Don't get it, do you? You don't.
Okay, give me the answer.
Because. That's it. That's it. Because. That's all.
I'm confused. It really confuses me. Here's the other thing. If somebody's a Democrat or Republican, the party they are from seems to just want to, well, turn a blind eye and ignore something that is blatantly wrong. Just let's move on and ignore it. Yet the other side jumps all over it. I'll give an example. Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy, to this day, revered by the Democratic Party. Ted Kennedy killed a girl driving drunk, drowned her. All right. Didn't make a phone. Go back and read the depositions and look at that whole case. He didn't make a phone call for like 15 hours. The first calls he made were to attorneys.
Was that Mary Jo?
He left
Kopechne?
The scene. Mary Jo Kopechne. He left the scene, showed up for a deposition wearing a fake neck brace that they got shots of him later that day. He'd taken it off. He only did it because the cameras were there. He didn't realize somebody would catch him after he took it off. There's nothing wrong with his neck. And the coroner said, he didn't use these words, but had he not been a coward and left the scene, they could have gone back and saved her. The coroner said she lived for 45 minutes underwater in an air pocket. They can tell that stuff from autopsies. Yet, that was never a big deal. That just wasn't a big deal. Let's move on. Maybe I'll run for president, whatever. So I'm confused. You know, for all the things that some people think Bush did wrong, getting us into a war we shouldn't have been in, the Republicans don't want to seem to say that or even talk about it. It's
Republicans.
I'm glad I don't know any more about politics. I'm glad I'm not involved in politics. I'd blow my brains out. I don't know how it ever got this way, but it's so dug in left and right.
What I like,
either side wants to budge.
What I like is when somebody will do this, and you see this on social media and things, but they'll go out and they'll say, they'll poll people. They'll ask different, walk up to different people. It's like Jay Leno doing the jaywalking thing. They'll go up and say, right, what do you think about what Hillary Clinton said or what Barack Obama said? And it's exactly what Donald Trump said. And they go, oh, I think that's great. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that.
And then
they take the statement and they switch it and deliberately say the other side said it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even true. And they go, yeah, he's absolutely right.
Yeah,
he's 100% right.
They do it the opposite way, too. What do you think about this? And it's something maybe Trump or Bush or somebody said. And it's something. What do you think about this? Hillary Clinton said this. Or oh, my God, that's horrible. That's absurd and everything. So,
you know, I put politics in the same category as weather and aging. And you know what they all three have in common?
They suck.
Suits. What?
There's not a thing I can do about any of them.
Yeah.
If it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Tomorrow, we're all going to wake up a day older. And politics, I don't even fret about it or worry about it. And you want to know why? Because I don't have enough money to buy any influence. I don't have enough money
worry about it either. But I am confused by it. You can't help but pay attention to it. It's everywhere.
Sure, you pay attention to weather and aging too. But it's like, you know, it's out of your control. So just hope that we don't go to wars and that we're not getting bombed and live your life as best you can, unless you're involved in politics.
Yeah,
I just don't even fret about it. I've never lost a minute of sleep over anything political in my life.
No.
And I haven't either. But I am interested in how ridiculous it is and how it is absolutely run by a handful of wealthy people and powerful people, and we really don't have a whole lot to say about anything. Now, this is the part we call the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, actually.
All right. This is Trevor Limey. Phillips, you go first because you spoke first. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So my first Burke segment contribution today is, earlier at my second job today, I was sexually harassed.
Nice.
What?
What is your second job?
By a guy?
Got a Me Too pillow.
I just work at a restaurant, just like, you know, help serving and expediting and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
What happened?
Well, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was walking through the kitchen, and I'm not going to lie, I look quite nice today. I've got a nice pair of jeans on, a shirt, nice tie.
Don't be modest about it.
Hey, not gonna lie, right? And the female kitchen manager looks over, right, and she looks me up and down and says, "What's up, pretty boy?"
Whoa. Well, that's absolute harassment. And by the way, you must on have had Valentine's a cap on Day. Covering up that goofy hairdo.
On Valentine's
Was there?
Day.
No, he didn't have a
hair. No, I wasn't.
Saw that hair and she still said that?
How old is she?
I don't actually know. I think mid-30s.
78?
How big is she?
I don't know. If she's listening right now, I feel very, very sorry that I don't know.
Let's get right to it. How ugly is she?
She's not ugly at all. But I just wanted to say, like, you know,
I hope you filed a complaint. That is absolutely right. If it were reversed and you said, "Hey, what's up, good looking woman?" you'd be in court.
What's up, pretty lady?
I didn't file a report or anything, but I did get some free spaghetti out of the deal, so I got a free lunch. You know.
Listen, I'm going to tell everybody.
You should have gotten something else out of it.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Right. You should have taken her home with you.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a green light. No. If she's halfway decent looking, and she said, "Pretty boy," that is a green light.
Yeah. Indeed.
She's around your age.
Nice. She is.
Here's the translation. What's up, pretty boy? Translation. Let's have sex.
When the grill's turned off.
All right, well, I'll make a mental note of that from now on. If somebody calls me pretty boy, they want to have sex.
Cool. What's part two?
Part two is I have had four people now confirm that my Valentine's Day idea was better than your onion idea. Okay. And for the sake of all the men out there, I'm going to say again what my Valentine's Day idea is.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
What is it?
All right, so when you're done with all the going to the restaurants and the handing out flowers and chocolates later and you're relaxing on the couch watching a movie with your loved one, about a quarter of the way or just before halfway through the movie, get up, act real casual, like you're going to the kitchen for some snacks, bring out a bottle of champagne and some strawberries from the fridge, and you will not be let down. You'll have a good night. Mm-hmm. Champagne and strawberries. Just make no big deal out of it. Just walk back in and just...
And I'll add something to that. Mm. Make sure that you have poopery in your bathroom.
First of all, that's not how you pronounce it.
Poopery?
No, it is poopery. It's a product.
Yeah, we have it in our house.
It's to stop your...
It's potpourri.
No, this product is poopery.
You put it in the toilet.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
You spray it. No, it's a real product.
You spray it before you do your business, and then apparently it
Look it
takes
up.
Away all
Look
the
it up. It's on... All right. We have some, actually. I have some. That works.
That is my contribution for
that. We use it every day. Let me tell you something. This product...
That's great.
Is incredible. It's a fragrance, and it creates an oil slick on the water in the toilet. And when you, number two, it completely seals and masks any odor. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible product. It's just, it buries it under an oil slick that smells good.
There's commercials online.
What if your poop don't stink?
Oh.
What are you, an angel or something?
There's women I've met who think theirs doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah. A couple people in radio.
Just women.
A couple people in radio I've met think that, too.
Was that it, Limey?
That's all I got.
All right. Dan, I believe you spoke up next.
Yeah, I have something, everybody.
It's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
John Hadley was on the show before us. The Hard Time? Is that what it is?
John Hadley, Hard Time.
Yeah. The Hard Line.
John Hadley was on.
And it should be called Hard Time because I think every one of those guys has been in prison.
Yeah. And I didn't actually hear this, but Eric said something, and John Hadley told me that going out the door, he says, "You tell your buddy Frank that I took homage about the gluten-free things because I have family that are allergic to gluten, and they break out if they have anything with gluten in it."
Well, I never said that there's not anybody allergic. I said it's like maybe 1%, and 98% of people who think they are not. I didn't say nobody's allergic. So you can tell Hadley, and I'll tell him in a way he'll understand it.
Okay.
I wasn't talking about your relatives, dude. I was talking about people that think they have it, but they don't have it.
And he'll understand that. If you repeat it just like that, he'll understand it.
Okay, good deal.
There are certainly people allergic to peanuts, allergic to gluten. Of course there are. The problem with the gluten thing is that most people, and I look, I've seen and read this on multiple surveys. I've watched doctors interviewed. Most people who think they're religious. I gave you an example, and maybe I talked about this. I think I mentioned this before. Chinese restaurants, MSG.
Oh, yeah. The MSG. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, that old MSG gives me a headache. I can't have any MSG. So the restaurants will print on the menu, no MSG added. It's full of MSG. They don't add MSG. But if they see that, no MSG added, oh, they'll eat the meal and go, whew, I'll tell you what, sure is nice.
And what the heck is
MSG?
Go
to a place
MSG?
With no MSG. I don't know. Sodium or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. But they get it in their heads, or their friends tell them, oh, you got a headache? Well, you might be allergic to MSG. And that's, they remember that, and then they think from then on, oh, I'm allergic to MSG because I got a headache one time when I was having. You'd have gotten a headache no matter where you ate. You may be, but you're probably not. Anybody else?
I do.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim Woodburn, everybody. Tim?
Thank you so much for that introduction,
you're welcome,
Frank.
You're welcome.
The last news story I read today, Frank, involved a search and rescue team that is looking for 7 to 8 mountain climbers who are stranded on Oregon's tallest peak. It's called Mount Hood.
I saw this.
I have had a lifetime crusade against mountain climbing, and I just want to remind all of our listeners.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I want to remind all of our listeners that the very best thing that can happen when you go mountain climbing is nothing. That's the very best thing that can happen. You can take a selfie at the top of the mountain, and that's it. That's the best thing that can happen. Real quick, my short list of the worst things that can happen if you go mountain climbing include you fall to death, you freeze to death, you avalanche to death, you get eaten to death by a mountain lion, you lose limbs due to frostbite, you starve to death or you resort to cannibalism, then you starve to death when you run out of friends, you suffer a severe injury, or you otherwise maim yourself. Those are the things that can happen when you go mountain climbing. Stay away from mountains, people.
Okay.
I don't get mountain climbing. I don't feel bad for anybody who comes on missing fingers and toes because they froze off. You could have avoided it by not climbing.
How do you...
It's not exactly like something that there's a big reward for. You know, snowboarding, you might make it to the Olympics, you might endorse products. What mountain climber has become famous and made a lot of money because they climbed a mountain?
Nobody.
So
nobody.
Your motivation, to me, is just that you want to be able to say, hey, I climbed to the top of that mountain.
Right, that's it. That's
and you're not even the first one to do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I get the first person that did it. Okay, you're the only one. After that, it's been done.
With the only thing nothing against mountain climbing, nice views and all that, but how do you get lost on a mountain? Like... You just walk down, you know? I don't get it. You just walk down the mountain and
it's not that easy. It's like saying, how do you get lost in the desert? You just turn around and walk back where you came from. Because you don't know your direction. And there are certain parts of the mountain you can come down and certain parts you can't. And you are disoriented and you don't remember if the path down is over there or over there or over there. So you're screwed because where you are, you can't get down. There is a way down. You just lost it.
All right.
You know, you talked to Preston Blake who did that and climbed Mount Everest and froze at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have taken more stuff.
I bet he regrets it.
Yes, he does.
He regrets it.
He does.
Well, you take more stuff. Here's the problem. You take oxygen, and then you get stranded. You run out of oxxygen because you're stranded.
I actually...
And then you die.
I said take more socks because that way...
Oh, I thought you said
you're
stuff.
A little bit warm.
I don't think socks.
So you won't freeze to
socks.
Death.
More
socks.
Socks can make a big difference.
I saw the video from a helicopter of a guy giving CPR to another guy right there on the mountain, and I thought, well, that guy's dead. There's no way. I mean, he's dead. He's not going to make it. You pump his, hit his chest all you want to. He's on a mountain. There's nobody there. There's no ambulance. The helicopter can't land. He's going to die. You might as well take his watch, take his wallet. If you've got any cash, take what you can get off of him and let him go.
Was he hanging out of the helicopter doing that?
No.
There's another hiker on the ground.
He's lying on the ground. There's another hiker. You could see from the helicopter the video of him hitting the guy's chest, trying to revive him, CPR. The guy died. I don't have any. And just like I don't have any sympathy for these people that get on a 50-foot sailboat and decide they're going to go completely across the ocean. Goodbye. You're probably not coming back.
It's been real.
That little boat is not going to hack it. It's a little sailboat, 50 feet, it's not that big. You're going to get in some really bad, bad water and storms, and you're going to die. And I just can't feel sorry for it.
It's like this Hidden Valley Ski Resort in Wildwood we've been talking about, whether or not they're going to add zip lines. I've been reading news stories about them for the last couple of months. I went there one time with some friends who asked me if I wanted to go snowboarding, and I get there, and there's three ambulances on site. I'm like, oh, my God, something happened bad here. I wonder what happened. I walk up to the ambulance guys. I said, what happened? Nothing.
No, they're just ready. They're just waiting.
They're just there.
Any
just
event prepared. You go to where the anticipated number of ambulances that are going to be needed that evening is three, I'll find something else to do.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to picture you on a snowboard. I'm guessing this was a long time ago.
It's hot. I'm hot on a snowboard.
Long time ago?
This was 5 years ago.
Oh, no.
I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't go. That's why I didn't go, because there's three ambulances
there. That's somebody who doesn't like you because he's trying to kill
you. Right, right, exactly. Somebody in my will. It was somebody in my will that took me there.
Yeah. When you step on a snowboard and before you even slide, it breaks in half, you shouldn't be on it.
Come on.
You shouldn't be on it.
I was watching them on the Olympics, and they've got these ratchets that they tighten everything down and tighten their feet down. And
sure.
Yeah, I couldn't snowboard.
Part of it's jealousy that we can't do it because we're not young enough, we're not limber enough, we're not in shape. That's part of it.
I've snow skied before. Snow skiing's fun.
Yeah, hello.
What do you mean snow skiing? He just means skiing.
He means to go skiing on skis.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to water skiing.
Yeah,
snow skiing is water skiing.
Yeah, Sonny Bono used to say that.
Yeah.
Well, my family went skiing once, and we went to obviously Colorado. That's the place most people go. As soon as it was over, first of all, I couldn't wait. The first day, I couldn't wait till it was over. And once we got out of there, I just told my wife, I said, I can't even imagine that I would ever do this again. And they all had a great time, but I didn't.
Did you actually ski?
Oh, sure. I skied, but it takes a day to take lessons. You kind of learn how not to kill yourself, and then getting on and off of that ski lift thing, that's no piece of cake. You could get knocked down just by that thing hitting you in the butt, so you don't want to look like an idiot, so you learn to do that. And then putting the stuff on takes like 4 hours. There's 86 buckles on each boot, then you got to snap that thing into your skis. I hated it. I was exhausted before I even stood up on them. Just from getting dressed, I was exhausted. I didn't like anything about it. And then you get on a real slope. And even though it's the entry-level slope, it goes down. And once you pick up a little speed, there's that point of no turning back where you're moving, and you realize you're starting to go faster than you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how to slow down.
That's when you kind of turn. No,
that's when you just fall. You just fall down and hope the ski doesn't hit you in the face. You just fall. And you look stupid. No, I didn't like anything about it. And there are people that love it.
Mm-hmm.
They do it into their 60s, 70s because they did it from time they were kids, and they love it. They can't wait to get on the slopes. Nah. Not me. I didn't like it. Is that the end of the Berg segment?
One last thing, Frank. Today is Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day combined. That is the first time that has happened. That's the first time those two have fallen on the same day in 73 years.
Does anyone know what Ash Wednesday is, though?
Well, it's the beginning of Lent for Catholics.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
So Catholics aren't supposed to eat meat today, and you're supposed to fast and all
that.
But it's also Valentine's Day, which is, a day that you gorge. So, Catholics are kind of, you got to fast. Are you fasting today or are you gorging today? Which one are you going to follow?
And if you know someone that's Catholic and they walk up to you and go, hey, you got something on your forehead. Let me get that off for you. Don't wipe it off.
And I actually did that. No, I did that a few years ago. No, I did. I didn't know what it was, and I did that. I said to a guy, I go, man, you got something, Brandon or something, so you got something on your head. And he just said, it's Ash Wednesday. And I said, okay, but you still got something on your head. And then he had to tell me it was ashes and, whatever. So, now I know not to do that. So, Dan's right. If today you see somebody that looks like they bent down too low at the fireplace to pick something up, no, that's on purpose. It's there on purpose. All right, we close the Berg segment, I guess. Berg segment's officially closed. Before we take our first break, Dr. Doug Pernikoff comes in today, every Wednesday, the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a pet and you're concerned, or you have a question, or you're thinking about buying a pet, you want to know which is the right one, this is your guy. You can make a note of the numbers now if you like, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Those are the numbers you'll need to talk to Dr. Doug. Before I break, yesterday we talked about some of the best romance movies, love-themed movies. And there are many that we left out, certainly, but we really overlooked one that, to me, is one of the great movie is about a love story ever. And it's on tonight. I think it's on AMC. Titanic.
Oh,
Titanic
yeah.
is a great love story.
King yeah. of the world! I thought about saying
and
that
And it's
yesterday.
it's the first time most of us ever heard of Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet. And they were yeah. fantastic, and it launched their careers. And it was really a good movie. So we left out to Titanic, and I didn't think about it until I happened to notice that, oh, my goodness, it's on tonight. Free. You don't have to pay for it. It's not one of those, you know, rental movies. So there you go. We'll take our first break. And we'll come back and we'll take a couple of calls or whatever. Our numbers again, we don't care what you want to talk about. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. It is, hey, for anybody listening who's a millennial, we mentioned this once before several days ago. We used to call a phone number to get the time and temperature. It's not a joke. We actually went to the phone and,
I still remember the number.
The time is 3:41. Current temperature is 64 degrees. Time and temperature brought to you by 590 The Fan, KFNS. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm the only guy who does that sound effect of the other end of the phone hearing it ring and be picked up. Oh, you'd like to hear it again? Okay, I'll do something else.
It was a woman's voice, Frank.
What? I do multiple voices.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, KFNS newsroom.
Is Tim Woodburn there, please?
Huh?
Oh. Tim Woodburn, he works there. He's the news guy.
I know, sir. Tim Woodburn? No. Well, I don't know who that is.
Is this 590?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Randy Markell.
And you don't know who he is?
No, but I can't help you. I'm sorry, Bud.
Okay, my name's not Bud, by the way. It's Frank.
Well, I call everybody Bud. That's what I call him.
All right, okay, thank you. I'll try to find him some other way.
Okay, come on.
The key is the pickup and the hang-up. Here's the pickup.
Hello.
You hear the little pickup and then the hang-up.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Come on. Thank you. So we used to call and get the time and temperature. It was always usually by a bank. Remember that? It was usually sponsored for some reason by a bank. Boatman's Bank presents time and temperature. It is 342, 64 degrees currently, courtesy of Boatman's Bank. So it is 64. The reason I mention it's 64, tomorrow, 70. So your heating and cooling system, if it could think or speak, it would say, what's going on here? Why did I end up in St. Louis, Missouri, where I don't know what to do? I don't know if I'm supposed to crank out a lot of heat. Am I supposed to kick in my air conditioning mode? It's 70. If it gets any warmer, I may have to do that. It's confusing, and it's a workout. It's a strenuous part of the country for heating and cooling system. Thank goodness for Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been doing this a long time. They were doing this when the great majority of people only had heat. 76 years ago, very few people had air conditioning. Some stores might have had air conditioning. I didn't even know if they had it 76 years ago. But now most people have both combined in one system. Systems don't last forever. And while they are alive, they do periodically crap out for one reason or another and have to be fixed. And then they eventually have to be replaced. Matheny, that's the name you need to remember. Unless you live outside of St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they're not licensed to do what they do outside of there. But that's most of you. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles County, business or home, no business too big or small, no home too big or small. You don't worry about the brand. Lennox, what are the brands? American Standard, Lennox,
Carrier.
Bryant, Carrier, yeah, any of those. And any ones I didn't even mention. They are qualified and trained and licensed to work on all of them. It doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't matter what type it is. Whether it's heat pump, schmeat pump. I miss that guy, by the way. Hey, Vern. It's too bad he died. Jim Varney. Yeah. Hey, Vern. You remember who the commercials were for?
Laclede Gas.
Very good. Yeah, they were for Laclede Gas. Heat pump, schmeat pump. Whether it's that or it's an all-electric system, it doesn't matter. They will be, after one visit to your home or business, this is the company that you're going to want to stick with. Matheny Heating and Cooling. You can find out more at MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
And we're going to check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Looks like they wrapped up that stall that was on westbound 70 in the depressed section. You've still got delays northbound 55 back near 44. Accident southbound Route K north of Fizey and cleared the accident on Lindbergh at Maple Lane south of Sappington. Your car faces daily dangers on the road. When accidents happen, CarStar Auto Body Repair experts are here to help. They'll take care of your entire repair from towing to rental car to expertly repaired vehicle. All backed by a national warranty. Call 1-800-CARSTAR. Or visit CarStar.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590thefan.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Roger Dean Stadium is now Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New face, same great place. The Cardinals, the Marlins, spring training 2018. Individual game tickets, season tickets, mini plans, and groups are all on sale now. Don't miss out. Catch all your favorite players in action. The countdown to spring has started. First game kicks off on February 23rd at 1:05 p.m. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for more info or swing by the ticket office today.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
A little romantic music for you. Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Love.
They wouldn't be playing this in Pakistan. You want to know why?
That's a very random statement.
Well, I'm sure that's illegal, a song like that.
No, Pakistan has banned Valentine's Day. The country of Pakistan.
Oh,
they banned Valentine's Day.
Another reason to be glad we don't live there. I should take a couple of phone
calls. It's un-Islamic is the reason why.
Okay. So I should take a couple of phone calls here. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-TALK. Roger has been holding, has been patient. Roger, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, gang. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
How can we help you, Roger?
Well, you can help me specifically, I know. I've been looking for a new electric razor, and you mentioned one several times, and I don't know the name of it, that's outstanding.
You know... I cannot believe I've had a dozen emails from people asking me about that razor. I just mentioned it in passing because in my whole life I could never use an electric razor because it chewed my face up. And then and I'm going to tell you the story and then I'll tell you the razor. But what stuns me is at least a dozen people have said, what was the razor? And then I told them and then I get emails back going, oh my goodness, this is the greatest razor ever, worth every dollar. I had a very good friend who had ALS. And when he could no longer do a lot of things, including walk, eat, feed himself, he couldn't shave. So his wife, when I would go to see him, he'd have a nice clean shave. And I said something about how are you shaving him? And she said, oh, and she showed me this razor. It's Braun, Braun, the 7 series. And it comes in a, it cleans itself. There's a base you set it in. And as soon as you set it, head down, it starts whirring and stirring and dries itself after it cleans it, and there's a cleaner liquid that goes in the bottom, and a light indicates when it's dirty enough with shavings and hairs that it's time to replace it and you put a new cartridge in. It's an incredible razor, but I'm reluctant to say it'd be incredible and great for everybody because everybody's face is different, everybody's beard is different. I have a very heavy beard. And it's the only, I tried one of those Norelco things with the 3 turning wheels on it. It was like putting my face into a grinder. So I just chewed my face up. And I also tried the, because of Victor Kiam and his commercials, Remington, I liked it so much I bought the company. Great commercials. So I tried one of those. I took it back because it chewed my face up. And then this Braun thing, because of my buddy, I tried that and I thought, this is unbelievable. It's as good a shave, and I'm not kidding, as I ever was able to give myself with a razor.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, because this cold weather, it's
like not
it's
cheap.
Yeah,
it's not cheap, like $140 or something. You buy one online, go to Amazon and buy it. You go into Walgreens and buy it. I think it's $140. It is not cheap. But man, and then when it starts to seem like it's not shaving as well, maybe after a year or two, you can buy just the new head, the part that cuts, and snap it on there. It's about $50. So I hope it works out for you. If it does, shoot me an email. Let me know. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. I'd like to think it's going to work. If it doesn't, don't blame me, because I did say to protect myself, everybody's face is different. Yeah, everybody's a different beard, but I like it.
Well, you appreciate it. You've done it again.
Yeah, well, we have. You. We weren't. Well, that's for the problem solvers. He didn't ask for the problem solvers. There was something I wanted to. Oh. Around the room, if you, because it is Valentine's Day, if you are engaged and the engagement is broken off, start with Limey.
You.
Does she have to give the ring back?
Yep. Well, depends.
Depends on what?
If you used family jewels or like family heirlooms to make it, then yep, she's got to give the ring back because she has no right to them. If not, like you just paid for it out of pocket. Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess that's up to you.
But sometimes it's her family that will have a jewel. Like, I want to use the diamond from my grandmother's ring, and then you have a ring made for her. Then,
right. Well, obviously, that belongs to the family anyway.
Right, so she keeps it.
Tim, any thoughts?
It's taken me 73 shows, but I'm finally in complete agreement with Limey on one thing. And that's what he just said. Absolutely right. If it is a family heirloom type jewel, absolutely you have to give the ring back. If not, no, you gave it to her. It's hers to keep.
Yeah.
And she can do with it what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the answer is actually not that simple. It's more complicated.
Are you going for the legal
it depends.
One?
Legally, if you try legally to go after it, state by state, there actually are laws about this. And what it comes down to is, one, depending on what state you're in, and two, who broke off the engagement? If he gave the ring and he broke it off, a lot of states she keeps it. If she broke it off, in most states, she has to give it back. She's the one that broke it off. So it depends on the state you're in and who broke off the engagement, which makes sense to me, especially the who broke off the engagement part.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Now, if he says, will you marry me, gives a ring, goes, nah, I changed my mind, I found another girlfriend. Keep it! Keep it. But there are state laws. And there's a law firm in Chicago that actually specializes in stuff like this, because there have been people who said, well, really? You're not giving me the ring back? Well, I'm going to get an attorney, and I would imagine that's a you know, fairly expensive ring, and they take them to court. And depending on the state, in Montana, that state considers the engagement ring an unconditional gift. In every case in Montana, she keeps the ring. No matter who breaks it off, that's the end of it. She keeps it in the state of Montana. New York, 26 states, it says, including Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and New York, follow the approach that, well, you know, we need to determine who broke it off and why and that kind of thing. And Montana is the only one listed that just says no matter what, she keeps it. In some states, they take fault into consideration and look at who broke it off. In those states, the person that breaks it off loses. Alabama, Alaska, Kentucky, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. You broke it off, you lose. She breaks it off, she gives it back. He breaks it off, he loses the ring. So the loser is the one that breaks it off. Now, once the marriage occurs, how about this? They get married. 2 weeks later, annulment, change my mind, doesn't work out. In almost every state, too bad, you got married, the ring's hers. She keeps it. So there's a little more to it than just does she keep it or does she not keep it. So, and if you missed yesterday, and you have a daughter like I do, who still isn't married, but maybe we gave you the average price in this country based on numbers from 2017. Average price of a wedding, excuse me, average price of a wedding, and average price of a ring, average price of an engagement ring, $6,163. Average price of a wedding, $35,300 and some change.
Just out of curiosity, Frank, if he doesn't ask for your permission or consent to marry his daughter, will you be offended?
No, I won't, but I will tell you I expect that to happen,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why. They live together, and I'm old school, and I told this story before. In our kitchen, they've been together for 4 or 5 years, and I guess they've lived together about a year or more, in Overland Park, Kansas. But before they moved into this apartment, it was weird because she got a job and they wanted her in Kansas City. And Overland Park's a suburb of Kansas City. So it worked out really strange, almost like it was meant to be. He had just gotten a job and they told him they wanted him in Kansas City. They both get placed in the same town.
Aww.
So they thought we'll just share an apartment. So he comes in my kitchen at the house and says, is it okay with you if we live together? And I just thought, how many guys do that anymore? And my answer to him was, no, it's not okay. But, no, that's exactly what I said. I said, but you're an adult, she's an adult, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I said, look, I'm old school. I don't expect you to understand, but I do understand, I think, your generation, and my thinking is old thinking, and then add to that, you're both adults, you're going to do what you want to do. I said, but here's what I do approve of. The fact that you asked me, that's what I approve of. So he's that kind of guy. He's just a very considerate, well-mannered, polite, respectful guy. And not just in front of me.
And his name's Dan.
And you guys have nothing in common.
What you mean, her boyfriend and I? Or the two Dans?
Take your pick.
No, of course we have nothing in common. He's 30 years old or whatever, 31, and I'm old. But the fact that he asked me that was more than okay with me. So, yeah, I think he'll be the guy who will say, hey, I just want you to know I'd like to marry your daughter. It's not going to come as any surprise to anybody. I just wish they'd, you know, get on with it so I can get a final total on what this thing's going to cost.
Hey, I've had several people call and say the time and temperature still exists when you call it.
What's the number?
Come on.
321-2522.
Call it. You got to be kidding me.
No.
The only people that would call that are like 98 years old.
Yeah, but it still exists. 321-2522.
And don't even like flip phones have the time. My mother-in-law, she's 87, but we got her a jitterbug. It's a phone for older people. And even it, when you open it up, tells you what time it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Here comes.
Wow. Yeah.
Here comes.
I'd love to know how many. Would you love to know how many? I wonder if there's a way to know how many here calls they
make sure the
oh,
wait, other,
take a second.
Make sure the other station is not on there.
We're calling St. Louis time and temperature. Big shout out to
yourself and a good couple, give us a call, 895-4040, 314-895-4040. Be safe.
Wow.
Have fun.
See, now we're late. Now news is... Thank you.
Vocal.com,
yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oh, boy.
I don't think it works, Dan.
News is going to be a minute late. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Yeah. I thought it'd be quick. I really used to be.
Nah, I'm sorry. It'd be a minute.